Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's Left Ahead Podcast. An unusual day and time. And it is unusual for, I was waiting for the SCOTUS decision, and the Supreme Court did not disappoint, finally, after all things. And it legalized same-sex marriage by finding it as a constitutional right for throughout the nation, and kind of settled things. That's really great. It is wonderful in many ways. And this is a self-indulgent, a fellow skeptic podcast, just talking about collateral damage, or collateral blessing, I guess it is. I am shutting down Mary in Massachusetts. This is my first blog, my political blog, my original one, and it was centered on marriage equality. It covered many areas of politics, but it started out with marriage equality. It was, you know, right before the Goodridge decision was implemented, and it's been an avocation of mine for coming up on 12 years. I've been at this since 2004, and it's real to me and has been very real to me, and it isn't going to be anymore because as of the decision, it's unnecessary. Yes, there will be plug nasties, dirty people, putzes who want to harm, hurt, hamper, and hinder homosexuals, and they're going to continue to try, and they'll do their little things, and they'll raise their money and stoke the fires and just be as jerky as they can be. But, you know, they're doing it under the law, and they're just impotent and silly. So this is a good time. We have traveled together. I point out that it was not one of the mockers. I was not a Mary Bonato who made this thing happen. I was not a warrior. But I have been advocating for gay rights and marriage equality for a long, long time, and particularly for same-sex marriage over the last 11-plus years. And I'm glad to be shutting down. For the few loyal readers there, they can catch my stuff over at harumph.com. Blue Mass Group sometimes. I do things there. And at leftahead.com, which covers this podcast. And I'll move any of the major political blog posts I have over to Left Ahead, I think, or Marion, Massachusetts. Those go to Blue Mass Group. So the Marion, Massachusetts things will appear in one of those two places. And I don't think I need to do much about that. I just did an analysis piece that appeared in Marion, Massachusetts on the amazing decision. The majority decision was totally rational, extremely well cited, and there were three pissy little things, one big one and two little ones, from the losers and the pouters and the screamers and the smirkers. I guess Scalia is always the worst because he tries to be clever, and that doesn't work. I mean, anytime you think you're being clever, you should rethink it, because everybody else is thinking, what a jerk. And then there's Thomas. And, Thomas is just, he's dumb. He's dumb and ignorant. He's stupid and ignorant. So his reflects that. So if you want to catch my pointers in the analysis, you can go over to Marion, Massachusetts. I'll put links on the Left Ahead post. I'll put links to Marion, Massachusetts, Harumph, Blue Mass Group, and Left Ahead. So you can see those and go to them if you want to. But anyway, I'm not going to have to do that anymore. And I know there's going to be efforts, and I could, in fact, drag it on and say, this state is not going to issue marriage licenses. And yeah, they'll try their little tricks, and they'll be just the biggest jerks they could possibly can be. But, you know, it's impotent. They really got nothing working with them anymore. So over the years, I expanded beyond gay rights and marriage equality and covered a lot of politics. I put my Boston politics largely in Marion, Massachusetts. But I also covered the original purpose of it, which is I'm not so sure how many people started out at the very beginning of it, but friends came to me early on and said, will you perform our marriage? Will you solemnize our marriage? And I said, huh? And it turns out they knew that in Massachusetts there was a law that any adult citizen of Massachusetts could solemnize one wedding per year for one couple in one day. And you petitioned the governor, and you got the right to do that. And that's in there in the early stages. If you want to go back to Marion, Massachusetts, and look at it, it was fascinating old stuff. Because I got into the very beginning with their wedding. King and Paul's wedding was the first one I did. And it was a marvel. And you petitioned the governor, when actually it was the Secretary of State's office handled the actual request. But on paper, the governor approved it. And then you trotted down to the Secretary of State's office at the Saltonstall building. And there was a little teeny old lady. She was wise and very small. And she had what looked like a gigantic duck press. And she got the certificate that had been approved. And she put it in the duck press with a piece of wax and cranked it down and cranked it down and cranked it down and gave it out. There was. It was an amazing thing. Alas, those one-day designations of solemnization need to go in with the marriage license and be filed at the courthouse where the license was issued. So I have a photocopy of that, but I don't have the original. Now, I've done that a number of times subsequently under that. And nowadays, they just give you a stick-on seal, and it's with an embossed. And it's nowhere impressed. There's no duck press. There's no little old lady. It's highly automated. You apply to it online, and you pay them $25. And anyway, and most recently, I had to do a quick wedding for some people, and I wasn't sure they could get their act together to set the date and time. So I went ahead and got an online ordination. So I, in theory, I'm a minister too, and can do that under that authority. So, but I did enjoy the ceremony of that, and I performed two same-sex marriages, and this is very moving. Kay's and Paul were too, because we had been friends for a long, long time. She followed me as the chair of the personnel committee at the Arlington Street Church, good old LGBT-friendly church, and then she followed me as the chair of the board, the prudential committee there. And we were buddies for a long, long time. So I knew Kay for a very long time. And I was delighted to solemnize their marriage. But then two of the marriages for gay guys that I'd known forever, one of them was a sandbox buddy, literally. I had played with him since I was like 5 years old. And they lived in Florida. They trotted all the way up here to be married where it was legal, because Florida wasn't about to do that. That was several years ago. It wasn't about to let them do that. So they trotted up here in that. And then another was my best friend. I met him in college, and we've been buddies ever since. And he also is a godfather to one of my three sons. And all those, they're very moving. I mean, the amazing thing is how moving it is to perform a wedding for good friends. It is really extremely touching and delightful. And, I am just pleased that Massachusetts allowed that. And then number two, that they allowed same-sex marriage, because I did that twice for that. California subsequently has copied our law and done a better job at it, because they don't have the restriction of one day, and you don't have to wait as long, and it's, you kind of sign up and get it done, and they kind of check you out and make sure it isn't a marriage scam or somebody's trying to get citizenship illegally or anything like that. They do a little bit of checking, which they do in Massachusetts too. But it's pretty simple, and California does it better than Massachusetts nowadays. And I think there'll be other states that will follow that because it works. And I've got to say, it's delightful. It is positively delightful. And the other thing about the same-sex marriage is it's no different. I have performed marriages for many people, including my eldest son. And the sentiment and feeling and the gestalts and the activities are the same. And, these people talk, oh, those queers, it is. And that. The people who are anti-gay have a lot of emotional problems. So I am sorry for them, but I can't let them rule things. And I've got to say, the mundanity of a same-sex marriage, it's the same as the mundanity of a marriage of opposite sex. It's the same. And I got to say, you know, all those years ago when those predictions of the anti-gay people about all the terrible things were going to happen, and they didn't. So you think, you know, the people I know who supported same-sex marriage all along, I think they tended to grow up as good little Christians or Jews and good little boy or girl scouts and, you know, YMCA members. And they learned nice things. They learned how to behave. They learned how to be honest. They learned how to be nice. They learned how to be responsible. And I don't see that with the anti-gay groups. So I don't see these people coming. When they see that the divorce rate in Massachusetts is far lower than the rest of the country, I think it's like one of the lowest or the second lowest in the nation, that we don't have the kinds of problems they do, that the marriage rate among both gay and straight couples is remained high here, even if it's plummeted in most of the rest of the country. The terrible things that are supposed to come with same-sex marriage didn't, don't, won't, can't. So you'd think that the plug nasties, the Mike Huckabees and Rick Santorums and the mass resistance people and all this would come up and say, you know, we were wrong. You know, there's no problem with same-sex marriage, so we shouldn't be concerned about it, and let's just go with it, and it's just marriage, just plain old marriage. But I don't see that happening. I don't anticipate it happening, and I'm saying, you know, my one hesitation in the giving up marrying Massachusetts was that I know that the nasties are going to be out there trying to do whatever they can to make it difficult for homosexual couples. They've done that now for, well, beyond decades. I mean, it was back from when it was, you know, a crime to be involved in a homosexual relationship. But even after that, after Lawrence, but it's, you know, people who really want to unnecessarily hurt people. I have no idea what in their brains to think about that they just want to harm somebody else. Because there is no harm in it. When what it does is it's anti-family and anti-marriage to do that. The people say, I'm pro-family. Well, really? Well, how about letting this gay couple adopt or have IVF or otherwise, like straight people do? I mean, a lot of straight people can't procreate on their own or don't want to. Why don't you let the gay people also, you know, adopt, take kids out of foster care, out of orphanages, and be pro-family? Why don't you be pro-marriage? You want to expand marriage so more people are together in committed relationships. So this is really not difficult, but it apparently is difficult for anti-gay types. They just can't get over their distaste and their hatred. And I'm sorry for them. And it's not Christian, and it's not Jewish, and it's not Muslim, it's not Hindu, it's not religious, it's not good, it's not moral. So I gotta say, I can't do much about it, but I know they're gonna be out there, and they're gonna try what they can. I've already seen that there's some states that are, you know, pledging to hold up marriage license and not let people get married, or maybe not let anybody get married for a while, and just be real jerks about it. So, and we have the 2016 presidential campaign. So the poor Republicans, they're going to have to look at this thing. And I guess a lot of them are going to try and say, well, I wouldn't have done that. That Obama character. Oh, yeah, he's all for those gay people getting married. Isn't it disgusting? So they can go off and play their little political games. But I don't need to be around to record that. Because it's not going to have any effect. It's spitting in the wind, and it's going to come back in their faces, and that's too bad. So I'm going to say goodbye to all of that, and I think there have been some amusing moments. And I remember that we, as a blogger here, I knew for some years, he also did literary and theater blogging, Chris Cagle. He moved from Boston to Philadelphia. He got a job teaching at Temple. So he stopped his political blogs, and I guess that was like 2006 or 2007. Must have been. I think Deval Patrick was running for, just getting elected governor the first time. There was a goodbye party for him in Jamaica Plain, which is where I lived, and that neighborhood of Boston. It's a whole bunch of hippies and a whole bunch of gay types, and it's a very left-wing kind of neighborhood, and very diverse and kind of nice. So I went up to the house. I hadn't been to that house before, but the hosts were a gay couple, two men, older men, older than I am, and they kind of stereotypical, warm gay couple who really liked each other. And I showed up, but my wife couldn't come because she was sick. So we were there, and I realized at one moment, there was a huge open area. There's a tremendous living room, this big kitchen with a terrific counter and bar in the middle of it, and then a sitting room on the other side on the balcony. And that's important because it was all open, and everybody was there. And I realized at one point, I looked around and said, I was apparently the only straight person there. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't, not aware of that very often, but it was just odd that every single person and couple there seemed to be gay. And most of them were gay couples. But anyway, I knew a couple of guys, one of the hosts, and we were talking away, and he asked how things were going and this and that. And I said something about, oh, sorry that my wife couldn't come because she had bronchitis and everything else up. And he couldn't help himself. He just screamed at the top of his lungs, "Your wife!" And then he apologized because everybody in the room, all the rooms, all turned around and looked at us. And it was just astonished. And then he explained that he and his partner and all these other people who had known me for all these years and had been at these political hearings and gatherings and everything had always assumed that I was gay because I was supporting gay rights and same-sex marriage and was writing about this stuff and was always there and a friend of the editors of Bay Windows and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff like that. So he just, well, we thought you were gay. Why else would you do that? And the reason is pretty simple. It was the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Being for full rights and equality for everybody, it's the right thing to do and has been the right thing to do for me for coming up on 12 years. And I got to say, I don't regret it. There were a lot of times I slogged through reports. I went to meetings and protests and rallies, and there was a lot of work involved in there. But I was certainly worth it, every moment of it, to go for this thing when the Supreme Court of the United States says, this is a constitutional right. And I got to say, I cannot mind giving up Marion, Massachusetts. It's been a good run, and it's been fine and fun, and but I'm glad that it's no longer necessary. And I would say, you can catch me on at Harumph, and catch me at Left Ahead, and catch me in meetings and rallies. The Blog Talk Radio podcast. So do that, but keep up the good fight. And it's been a lot of fun. And I got to say, bye bye, Marion, Massachusetts. I'm glad you were no longer necessary. So goodbye.
Sorry, yeah.